Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is Burnt, where Bradley Cooper used to be one of the greatest chefs, until he messed up big time, that is. He thinks he's back on track, and so he decides to make it big again, if he can overcome all that baggage he left behind.
Adam Jones, one hoped you were dead.
Mr. Jones, your credit card has been denied.
If you try to start a new restaurant, there are at least a dozen people who will try to have you killed.
3 years without a word. What do you want?
I want to make my kitchen the best in the world. I don't know if I can do it.
Okay, so clearly, the best parts of this movie are all that amazing, delicious food, and of course, Bradley Cooper, which is great and all, if you don't mind, that this is completely an unoriginal idea. A story about a determined restaurateur going after a Michelin star wrapped around a romance, I think they called it 100 Foot Journey last year, and seeing Bradley Cooper super messed up, but not in an oh-so-endearing way like he was in Silver Linings Playbook, or the idea that the world's best food is being prepared right in front of you and you can't taste it or even smell it and you're left being tortured and being deprived. So if you can get past all of that, or if it makes absolutely no difference to you just because this is all Bradley Cooper, then this may be for you. And now onto a completely different kind of movie, it's The Last Witch Hunter. Well, some guys, they're just destined for what they do, and for Vin Diesel, it's spending an eternity hunting down and killing witches, which for us is a good thing because if he can't, all of us are in mortal danger.
Do you know what it's like to live forever?
Your immortality has made you the greatest soldier in a war between our world and the next.
I need you to take me to the dream world. It's the only way to fight what's coming. The most powerful witches that ever walked the earth are here to destroy us.
So when you're growing up, parents always tell you there's nothing under the bed. There is certainly not a monster in the closet, and of course nothing can get you in the dark. There's simply nothing to be afraid of. Well, I'm telling you, I'm all grown up now and have no doubt there's plenty to be afraid of, such as super ugly worm-ridden teeth-rotting demons with ambitions to kill all of humankind so they can rule the world, spread their filth, and turn everything dark. And there's only one guy out there trying to fight the good fight, even if it is Vin Diesel, does not make me feel much better. Turns out, no worries at all, with this movie being painfully slow and ruthlessly boring. The only real fear is this will not be the last witch hunter, so in our Movie Night Traffic Light, this last witch hunter is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.